The normal situation, if you will, is an ongoing crisis because the basic services are very difficult for people to access, and most people don't have really basic things like access to education or clean water or nearby health services. And the worsening at the moment is that many people have come back in anticipation of the referendums, and a number of people have been displaced by other events, the bombing on the border in November, other kinds of insecurity events. And so all of those people who are now living outside of their home are experiencing increasing needs, and the system is strained in the best of times and overburdened with newly displaced.
The IRC is saying that hundreds of thousands of displaced southern Sudanese have gradually returned home since the 2005 Comprehensive Peace Agreement, but they're now living right near the border, and the conditions are not great there. What is going on?
The conditions for people who live in the rural areas of Sudan are extraordinarily basic. It's very barren. There are collections of grass-thatched huts in communities, and water is available at some walking distance from a hand-operated pump. So a woman will walk 20 minutes to a half an hour to pump 20 liters of water into a plastic jerry can and carry that home on her head, and that's their water supply for the day. So she spent a couple of hours just gathering water that she can then use for cooking or dishwashing or bathing her family. So that's just one glimpse of what life is like. The food that's available is what they can harvest out of a very barren patch of earth based on what rains have fallen. So at the best of times, which is when the harvest comes in, there is food, but at the period when the rains have flooded or the harvested food from last season is running out, then access to enough food is equally difficult.
Now, the International Rescue Committee is also reporting sporadic violence in the region. Can you give us some information on what you're hearing?
What we hear are a variety of events. Most people have heard about the bombs that fell in November. We haven't had any further events like that, which is great, because that's very frightening for people and causes a lot of families to leave their homes. But other things are happening with intertribal violence or cattle raiding, and that can go on for a period of time so that it disturbs whole communities as well. Other things that are happening is that because of the concern about the potential for other kinds of violence or insecurity related to the referendum, that a lot of troops are moving in various locations, large numbers sort of staging near the border areas, and that's another cause of concern about violence whenever a lot of people with guns are moving about. So it's isolated episodes, but it's very disturbing to people. The other thing that's happening that has happened again recently is movement and violence perpetrated by the Lord's Resistance Army, which originally came from Uganda but is now on the western border of southern Sudan near DR Congo and CAR. So people in certain areas of southern Sudan have been displaced by violence related to the Lord's Resistance Army activity.
Has the International Rescue Committee taken any special precautions for the referendum?
Our position for the referendum is that we are doing everything in our power to maintain the services that we provide for people. So IRC operates 29 clinics around southern Sudan. We have pre-positioned drugs and medical supplies in those clinics so that they can continue operating. They can serve the population in their neighborhood, but they can also extend their services to other people who may be displaced in that area of operations.